Hey everyone, this is Chip Haley. Welcome to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri with Beverly Cascaden and Chip Haley. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome everyone to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
How you been, Bev? It's been a long time since I talked to you.
Last year.
Right.
Time flies, Chip.
Yes, it does. It sure does. Well, I hope you had a great holiday with family and had a good time over the holiday season.
Oh, it was great. Crazy. And, you know, when I bought this house, I thought I want to fill it with love and laughter, friends and family. And I've done that. And, Oh, my gosh, hearing the grandkids just playing and having a great time. And my kids all coming together, you know, because we're spread out all over the country. So, yep, holidays are great for family get-togethers.
You bet. You bet. Well, this is going to be the very first podcast that Bev and I will be co-hosting for Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. And who to get started with first? Well, how about we start with Jeff Creets? Welcome, Jeff, to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri.
Yay. Thanks, Chip. Hey, Bev.
Well, I tell you, I love the name Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. I love that. So we're gonna be interviewing a lot of different people, different folks, but we wanted to start off with Jeff. So before we actually dive into what we're going to be focusing on this podcast, Jeff, why don't you go ahead and share with us? I know some folks already have heard your story, but why don't you share with us to get us started off with your vision loss?
Sure. In September of 21, I noticed a problem and went to the eye doctor. They wound up sending me to the emergency room at Wash U for specialists. And a long story short, I was told that I was losing my vision. Unbeknownst to me, it only took 3 weeks to go from 20/20 to what limited vision I have. I keep losing sight through the last 3 years, going on four, and I'm down to just a little contrast in my left eye is all I have left. But I'll use that as long as I can have it.
Yeah, you bet.
Up to that point, you know, I worked and I own my own heating and cooling company. Been in construction almost my entire life, either construction or the service industry. Service industry being public service. I was also a volunteer firefighter, EMT, when my vision went. So I was able to retire from the fire department. And unfortunately, I was supposed to start paramedic school just 2 weeks after the vision diagnosis. So I didn't get to do that, but lived a great life in the sighted world. It gave me a lot of knowledge for the low vision and blind world. And after a few months of my life's over because I've lost my vision, I said, you know what? The only two things that I really can't do anymore is hunt, because I can't see where I'm shooting, and that wouldn't be safe, or drive, even though I still think I could, but nobody wants to let me try.
Ha 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 ha. Okay. Well, also, hey, Jeff, share with us a little bit about your family.
Sure. I have three kids. My oldest daughter, Kristen, and her husband and my grandson are all part of the blind world now. They have been very supportive of me and have helped me in all my endeavors from when I've lost sight to the present. My son lives with them, and my youngest daughter is in the Air Force. So I don't get to see her, but I tell you what, my oldest daughter, Kristen, her and her husband, Jacob, have been a blessing for me, and I just appreciate everything that they've done.
Yeah, good. Very, very good. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Well, as we said at the onset, our main focus here today is to talk about the Blind Low Vision Community of Missouri organization. So, Jeff, go ahead and start us off in talking about how did all this come about and how or why, you got started creating this new organization.
Sure. Well, in mid-October of 24, I started receiving phone calls from people across the state that just weren't happy where they were and really wanted something that they could believe in and where their thoughts and ideas would matter. And they kept asking if I would open this. And I felt very proud that they thought that much of me. And I assume it's because of the business experience that I had in the sighted world. And after speaking with my better half, and we did a lot of talking and thinking about it, we decided we would do this. If not, we would be leaving a lot of people out there with nowhere to turn. So October 19th, we decided we'd get started. And by November 22nd of 24 was our first meeting so we could vote in our board and our regular meeting dates and our membership guidelines and all this. And in that short time period of about a month, we had written our bylaws. We had filled out the articles of incorporation. We had done the member guidelines. We had come up with a few people. And when I say a few, I made 34 phone calls and spoke with 34 people to invite them to our first meeting. And we didn't even have a name. A few of us had spoke, and originally I came up with the Blind Low Vision of Missouri. And my good friend, Chip Haley, said, what about adding community in there? And we both said, that is a fantastic idea, because that is what we want to create. A community, a family, where everybody's opinion matters. So we had added that in there. And on our first meeting, we had asked the members or potential members at that time what they thought and ideas from them. And we had three different names that were given to us. We took a vote that evening. And the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri was then established. We had 52 people on that phone call on our first meeting. Now, keep in mind, I only invited 34. So the word had already started spreading. So we came up the name. Now we're able to fill in the articles of incorporation and get those sent to the Secretary of State. We submitted those on November the 24th, which was Sunday, and Monday the 25th, they were approved. We were officially a licensed nonprofit in the state of Missouri. So we had our second meeting in December, and we had voted it would be the third Monday of every month at 7 p.m. So the third Monday in December, we had our meeting, and we went over our bylaws, and all the bylaws were approved. Now we could file our 501c3 for our IRS nonprofit tax exempt status. We are currently waiting for that to come back. That was filed that Friday by the time we got everything typed up and official. And it sounds like we may get them back and approved as quick as this coming Friday, January 10th, which would be fantastic.
You bet. Awesome.
So on our December meeting, we were already up. We have 77 people on our call. And I was very shocked that by January 5th, when we counted up, we now have 105 members.
Oh, that's beautiful.
In a month and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're able to reach people that have had nothing there, and they are just so excited to belong to an organization that's all about them, because the one thing that we've done that has not been done by anyone is included the low vision. And the other thing we're doing that has not been done for years is our organization is run by the members, not the board. The board, we're just here to help the business side of it cruise along and maybe give some ideas to the membership. But the membership, that's the ones that really run this organization. They make all the decisions on who's allowed as a member, what money gets spent where, what programs are we going to fund first. So it's very, very exciting.
I tell you what, Jeff, I'm going to push it over to Bev here in just a second. But before I do, let folks know who the officers are.
Sure. I, Jeff Creech, am the president. Bev Cascaden is the vice president. Jack Link is the treasurer. Tammy Schnelli is the secretary. Teresa Moore and Naomi Zuhl are both directors. All these positions were voted in by the membership.
And I tell you, Jeff, the one thing that I really appreciate in the early stages of developing this organization is the overwhelming enthusiasm and energy that people are bringing to the organization, and how excited they are and how willing they are to want to get involved, and just their overall attitude of wanting to be able to help serve wherever they are asked. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere for people to become a part of. It's really awesome to see and watch all this coming together like what it has. It's been really great. And the whole atmosphere, the love that it seems that people have for each other, caring and supporting, and it's really unreal. And I really thoroughly do appreciate that. So what would you say, about how all this is just kind of came about? This has happened not as a result, I don't believe, just because of any one person. I mean, people are really so totally excited and enthused about seeing all this come about.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the fact that everyone's so positive, and mm-hmm. even if we don't all agree on a certain subject, no one is negative, no one is bullying, no one is downgrading anyone. We all have the attitude that we can agree to disagree. And I think that's what's really got this going, is anyone can make a statement or give an opinion, and they won't be made to feel bad for doing that. It will be discussed, and if the membership agrees, they'll vote on it. And if they don't, they'll vote it down. But there is no negative out there whatsoever. Obviously, there'll be times we don't agree, but as I just stated, we all know that we can agree to disagree on certain things. And that's just fabulous what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Bev, I'm going to push it over to you.
Okay. Oh, gosh, where do I go with all this? This is so exciting, too. And like you brought up, too, Chip, all the positive influence that has come about, but the harmony, you know, that word comes to my mind too. Like Jeff said, we're not going to agree on everything, but we respect each other's opinion too. And that is an attraction for everybody. So I can see a lot of great things with this. There is so much excitement, but the first time I received a call from Jeff, and he can tell you about that, but I knew that here's somebody who's going to take off. You know, he's going to be okay. It's, you know, going through this vision loss when you are the breadwinner and trying to take care of your family and your jobs and everything. Oh, gosh. It's tough. It's tough. But I could see he's going to prevail. Jeff, you want to mention how you found my phone number? And it was not on any bathroom wall.
It was a shower curtain. No, I was actually at a fall festival in the town I lived in, Old Monroe, and I was waiting for someone to come back to tell me what the menu was. And they had been approached by someone that gave them a card for St. Charles County Council of the Blind. And I got the card and the phone number on it happened to be Little Miss Bev. And so I called her and talked to her and told her what I was going through, and it was kind of not funny, but funny that she went through the exact same thing, relationship wise and how they made you feel. And we just really hit it off, and we've been great friends ever since. And I'm very glad that I was given that card. Fate, some people don't believe in it, but it is out there, and fate is what did it, and it's brought us to this point. And I never thought in my life that I would be part of founding an organization and helping get it going. And just the positiveness out there is incredible, and being able to help people and let them know that just because you lost your vision or you're losing your vision doesn't mean your life is over. You can do anything that you put your mind to. I kayaked the Merrimack River this past summer by myself. I've never been in a kayak in my life. But I had friends on the river in their own kayaks that would tell me we got to the fast water, stay left or right or whatever. And I did it and made it through. And people are like, how did you do that? Well, just put your mind to it. There's nothing out there we can't do. And that's why BLVCM is going to flourish. We are unfunded at this time, but we do have a cash raffle going. And these people are so excited. They have started selling tickets before they even have tickets. So they're writing people's names on paper so they know how many tickets to fill out to give them when they get it. So I'm telling you what, this is just a great thing, and the excitement out there is tremendous.
Yes, it is. And that reaching out, you know, the word community, you know, and how we reach out to others, we've got to keep doing that. And that's what our purpose, our mission is, to reach out and help others. You never know who you're going to help. And yeah, the little cards, carry those little cards with you that has some kind of contact information to pass out. And you never know whose life you're going to touch. And that comes through with Jeff, with you. So, yeah. But one thing you didn't mention that you've done before is work for the Lake St. Louis Police Department. And I'm friends with the present chief and the retired chief. They remember Jeff, all in a good way, you know. And
that was a great time in my life. That was back in the mid-90s to 2000. I was there for 5 years, and the retired chief now was my chief. The chief now was a sergeant when I was there. So he had worked his way up from patrolman and is now a chief. But it was a great time. I really enjoyed it. I wish there was more money back then. That's my big reason for not being or staying there. You make $22,000 a year, and that just wasn't enough to survive on.
Yeah.
But had there been a little better salary, I'd have probably retired from there. But it was very enjoyable. And I do have to say, though, getting into the fire and EMT, boy, those were just so fulfilling. I really wish I'd have done that when I was a kid and been involved in that my entire life. But all of it was very satisfying.
And to me, this is a part of you, Jeff, of reaching, you know, doing the community work and what's good for the community. And that's following through with your new organization and what you're doing now. So I really commend you on that. Gosh, just jumping right in and seeing how you can overcome the vision loss. We have to focus on what we can do instead of what we can't do. And going off and getting a guide dog, you want. You got to give Archie some publicity here.
Yeah, she's in a puppy ball in my lap right now. But, yes, I went to the Seeing Eye. I went through their application process. I was approved. Spent a month in New Jersey, and I never got there. Never got their pronunciation down, but it was very enjoyable, very enlightening. Of all the different people out there that have lost vision through medical or just genetics or attempted suicide, I met a lot of people, and it was an eye-opening experience. And the guide dog gives you so much independence. We went to New York City for one day, and we rode on the subway, and my dog's name is Archie, and she walked through the people like they're not even there. She's a small British lab, and you'd have thought she was a grizzly bear, because she just marched right on through, and she's like, nope, my owner's going where he wants. Get out of the way. So it's very enjoyable, and it's great to have all these tools available. And now BLVCM, we're going to be able to get people in touch with guide dog services or rehab services or peer support services. Bev, you're going to do a peer support for BLVCM once a month. And that's a great thing.
Yep, I love it.
One thing we're going to bring on eventually that has really been lacking in the blind community is we're going to have peer support for the sighted family members.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring it on. And, you know, if we can save one relationship or one marriage, it's worth it.
Yeah.
The divorce rate for people who have lost their vision is astronomical. It's over 90%. And if we can save one of those families, what all of us are doing is worth it. And when you lose your vision, you always ask, or I believe that all of us ask the same question, why? Why did this happen to me? And I now think I got my answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to open the blind and low vision community of Missouri and bring people together and help people out and create a family where we all know we can do everything that we put our mind to.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when I started the peer support calls a long time ago, it was because even the sighted people, so they understand some of the concerns of those with low vision or no vision, you know, and to help them out too. Yeah, I noticed some of my friends and family, they didn't know what to do, but how would they know without me communicating with them too of what my needs are? One of our topics has been how much help is too much help, you know? And so I got a friend and bless her heart, she wants to help, but she keeps taking my hands, putting it on things. And I didn't really want my hand on there, you know, but,
yep.
You know, it's a caring part too. So we all do work together and we have to communicate together. And it is exciting with this new group. And with you, Jeff, I've picked up long time ago, you have got such good leadership qualities about you. So
well,
there's exciting things ahead of us.
Yeah, the one thing we did is look at other organizations that are out there and kind of took what we felt were their mistakes and tried to correct it. And that's why the members have the voice, not the board. Our chapters that will form under us, we took the restrictions out. A lot of places, you have to have 10 members. You have to pay extra dues. We're not about that. We're about helping people. So if it's a chapter of two people, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're not charged any extra. The membership voted that the dues would be $10 per year, and the year is January 1st to December 31st, and that's it. There are no extra dues, and it's more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make a chapter with 2 people, 5 people, 100 people, that's great. We're all about bringing everyone in and giving them the same equal opportunities.
Yeah, and I think you're going to have more enthusiasm from the members to participate and want to help when you have that kind of a attitude. So that's great. Chip, your turn.
All right. Great job, Bev. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. So, Jeff, you mentioned about the dues being $10. Talk to us about the membership application process.
Sure. We have a website. Our web address is blindlowvisionmo.org. And on our website, there is a tab called Join Us. It's on almost every page. And there's a membership application on there that you can fill in the blanks and email. There's also a application that you can print. Then you can fill it out and mail it. So it's either way is on our website. You can pay through the website, or you can mail a check or money order. We do accept all forms of payment. And definitely check out the website. There's many pages of a lot of information, much more than we've covered here today. One other thing I wanted to bring up is our programs. And one program we have that, once again, most organizations do not, is our communication committee. This is a committee that is going to reach out and contact every member on a monthly basis to make sure they're informed, answer questions if they have any, make sure they know when the next meeting is so they can be involved. Our social committee, we're going to have 4 major social events a year, 1 a quarter. For the people that can make it, can afford to make it, because this is all paid by individual members. The community doesn't pay for the social events, but we will set them up, and they'll be located around the state. So we can have different activities planned. If you're not one that likes to go on a dinner cruise, but you would rather go see a show when we're in Branson, we'll make sure we have discounted tickets for shows and transportation to go to them. Then we may have the dinner cruise for people who want that booked for a certain number of people. The water park, Silver Dollar City, all kinds of things we could do in Branson. And if we're in St. Louis, figure out what time of year it is. Maybe a Cardinal game. Kansas City. Maybe we'll go to a Chiefs game. Go Chiefs, right, Chip?
That's right. That is right.
So, Hannibal even?
Hannibal, I would love to go through the cave. I have not tried it as a sight-impaired person yet. I've been through it a couple times sighted. But I want to go through sight impaired to see how difficult it is. But once again, if we have people that want to do it, let's do it, because there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it.
Going back to the membership application, once they filled that out, sent it in, then it's the entire membership that votes on that application. Is that correct?
Correct. Our membership committee will go through it, do any, you know, per se background, make sure the person is who they say they are, just the little normals, and then they will submit it to the membership, and we'll do this on a monthly basis. And if the membership says yes, they are a member. the membership could deny it, but I'm sure there would have to be a good reason for that. But every month we will be voting on new members. We have kind of left it open through January that anyone that wants to sign up can just fill the app out. You're automatically a member. But starting in February 1st, you have to go through the process of going through the membership committee and being brought in front of the membership.
Okay, very good. Also, Jeff, you started talking about some of the services and programs that BLVCM will be providing. Go back and talk to us a little bit more about the number of different programs that we're going to be providing.
Sure. We, as I said, are unfunded at this time. We have received a few anonymous donations, which are fantastic for such a new organization. But in order to fully fund the few programs this year, I am of the opinion we're going to need to raise $100,000, which I believe we can do. Those programs that will need to be funded will be summer camp. We want to be able to take our people to camp, and we're going to use Cobblestone Lodge. It's the only place in the state of Missouri that offers 3 full meals a day plus activities. So we want to go through Cobblestone. And that's going to take money. That's a week long. As I said, your 3 meals, your activities, your cabin to stay in, all of this is included. And we don't want to charge our members but a small fee. That has not yet been determined what the fee will be. Once again, the members have to vote on that. Then it's assistive technology. There are so much technological advances, but like anything, they're not cheap these days. Some of the magnifiers can get $3,000. Some of the glasses are up to $5,000. We want to be able to offer covering half of that expense up to a max of, I'm saying, $2,000. But once again, our members have to vote on all this. We're still a new organization, and these guidelines have not been approved yet. So stay tuned for the approved guidelines. But this is the ideas that I have. And then our community outreach, helping people pay their utility bills during the cold of winter and the heat of summer, really, really need to fund that one to help the disabled community out there. Other things we'd like to bring on board is youth programs. You have to start with the youth and help them out. Then our scholarship program. We want to be able to help people further their education and give them scholarships for college. I am excited to say that this year, our first year in February, we are sponsoring the Braille Challenge at Missouri School of the Blind. We are donating all the first place prizes. So I'm excited about that. But these are other programs that we want to bring on to really help. We also have our legislative program. That is to help advocate for not only the blind, but all disabilities. Blind, hearing loss, paralysis, all of it. We want to help advocate where the disabled are able to do and get what everyone else can. We also have our PR program. Public relations. Very important. We need to get out to the public. We are not in this just for ourselves. We want to help everybody out there. So whether they're a member or not, they will get assistance from BLVCM. As a member, they'll get 100% of our programs. As a non-member, they'll probably only receive 50%. But at least it's something that we're going to give them. There's a lot of other programs we want to bring on as soon as we have funding and we're able to do it. And I'm just very excited about it.
Very, very, very good. Thank you so much, Jeff. We don't have a whole lot of time remaining, but one of the other programs I know, we had the fundraising program. Is that correct?
We do. We've got two fundraisers going now. As I said, the raffle, it's a cash raffle. We're giving away $5,000. The tickets are $10 a piece or three for 20. And the drawing will be May 23rd, about 3:15 to 3:30 in the afternoon. The other that we have going is the dollar challenge. We're challenging everyone to give $1. That's all we're asking. You can find that in the couch. Just give $1. And that could help so many people with so much stuff. It's just exciting. And we will be at the Working Women's Survival Show February 14th, 15th, and 16th. In St. Charles, Missouri, at St. Charles Convention Center. Come see us. We're upstairs, located by the kitchen show. We'll have the dollar challenge bucket out. We'll have raffle tickets to sell. We have a gift basket that we're giving away. Just sign up. We'll pull the name and call the winner. We're actually going to braille people's names on index cards for a donation. Miss Beverly Cascaden is going to do that herself, so her hands will be tired. But it's just going to be a great time. I look forward to getting out, meeting the public, and explaining in person what we're all about.
And Jeff, talk to us a little bit about the, we're going to have the brochures. You've already got the banners and all that kind of stuff. So talk just very briefly about the things that we have that we're going to be able to provide that information at that meeting that you just talked about.
Sure. As I said, our website just went live Friday. So we have our website up. We are on social media, all the major ones, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google My Business, LinkedIn. Brochures are being printed as we speak, and we have our banner. So we will have all this available, our brochures. We will have a giveaway at Working Women's, and I believe I'm ordering cups for that. It'll be a 16-ounce plastic cup with Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri printed on it. So we'll have our contact info on that. Many different areas like this that you can get in touch with us, and really look forward to it.
Well, I'm going to push it over to Bev here in just a second. I have two other things. I would like the folks to know that we have an email distribution list. So if folks are interested in joining and wanting to become a subscriber to the BLVCM email distribution list, the best way to do that is to contact Jeff and to let him know that you would be interested. And then Jeff would then send that on to the list administrator, and that then that person would receive an invite. And all they have to do is just simply reply to that invite, and then they will become a new subscriber to the list. One of the other ways, of course, is we can send them just a direct email that just again that they can respond to, which is blvcm-list with the plus symbol, then subscribe at groups.io. But the best way is just reach out to Jeff, let him know that you're interested in becoming a subscriber. We will send you the invite, and all you have to do is just respond to the invite. Then the second thing that I wanted to mention is that Jeff, Bev, we had a fabulous time, New Year's Eve. A bunch of us got together, had a wonderful time. Oh, everybody seemed to thoroughly enjoy it. What fun and laughter, stories, just sharing with each other. It was just, again, a really, really great time. So, Bev or Jeff, if you guys want to jump in here and comment on that, then I'm going to push it over to Bev.
It was, and it was throughout the state. You didn't have to drive anywhere. You know, we had a Zoom link, you know, that you can join. And it was so good to hear all these people, you know, and the laughter and sharing our stories and songs. And I give a lot of kudos to Chip for putting all that together. Look at all our members with so much talent. And it's exciting to see them using that talent for the good, for the community. I know, and I've teased Jeff about this with the initials BLVCM. It took me a while to get all that. And I told him, you got to sing it like a village people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just so if anybody has any questions, Tip or Jeff, you want to tell them how to get in touch with you?
Sure. You can email at info@blindlowvisionmo.org, or you can call 636-385-2085. I'm usually available every day from 8 to 8. Try to have a little downtime, but I'm making myself available 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. So feel free to email info@blindlowvisionmo.org or call 636-385-2085. And I'll be glad to talk to you, give you any information you need, get you signed up for the L list, whatever you would like. So feel free. Call.
Take a donation.
Yeah.
Always do that. Yeah, we always do that.
Yes. And I'm here to help out too. So, you know, when Jeff's overloaded, I'm here. I'll be glad to help out too.
Good. Yeah. So. Well, let me put in this plug real quick. This month, January, and I think, Jeff, we want to hopefully be able to do something like this, have a fun night every month. So this month, January, our next fun night will be Friday night, January the 24th, 2025 at 7 p.m. And if you're interested in joining us, oh, we would love to have you. Jeff came up with a great theme for that night. It's going to be Name That Tune. So we'll just play a little bit of a song and see if you can identify the song as well as the artist. So it's just going to be a great, great time. Looking forward to it. And then in February, we'll have one sometime around Valentine's. And so the theme, of course, for February will be on love. So we know that for January and February. So each month we'll have a theme and we're just going to have a time of fun and laughter, just like what we did there for New Year's Eve.
Hopefully in February, Chip, I don't have to sing the love boat theme.
No, but we're going to make you sing YMCA only. B-L-V-C-M. That should be the first name you're to name that tune.
Well, Jeff,
see, we can have fun.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that's right. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for being our very first guest here on Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community in Missouri. It's been fun. It's been very informative. So we'll get this out sometime in the next day or so that folks can listen to it, become more informed about the direction that we're headed. And if they want to get involved, that would really, really be great. So thank you, Jeff, for being our guest here today.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you, Bev.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Bev and I to interview here on Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or Beverly Cascaden at 636-561-6947.
Have a great week, everybody, and we'll catch you right back here next time. Bye-bye for now.